In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is among us. Today is the beginning of the Sunday school year in our parish, so I would invite all the children to come here. All children, please come here. Come to me. Oh, look at that. I have to back up because we have so many children here. Come closer. Okay, and sit on the pew, sit down, sit wherever you find a place. Okay. Very good, you are so beautiful. How are you today?
Good.
Okay, from now on, I'll have a sermon for you every Sunday. Do you want that?
Yes.
You want to learn about God every Sunday?
Yes.
You're going to learn about God in Sunday school. You're going to learn about God from my sermons. And I wanted to ask you, I know that for some of you at least, school started on Wednesday. Is that correct?
Yep.
For all of you, school started on Wednesday? Not for all of you, but for most of you. So how was school so far?
Good.
Do you like going to school?
Yes.
What do you do in school?
Learn.
You learn. You learn about what?
Math.
About math?
Science.
Science. What else?
Arts. Language.
Language. So you learn a lot in school. You learn many things.
You kind of learn songs.
You learn songs? Very good. Is it important to learn math?
Yes.
Is it important to learn science?
Yes.
Is it important to learn history? Do you learn history?
Yes.
Do you learn English? You didn't tell me anything about English. Do you learn English in school?
Yes.
Do you study English?
Yes.
You better study English because that's our language here in the States. So why is it important to start to learn and to study math? Why? Okay, very good. If you go to college, you don't know math if you don't learn math now. What about if you go to the store and you buy something? Do you need math?
Yes.
You need
math.
You know how to count the money and how to pay. Why is it important to learn science?
So you can know about the earth.
So you could know about the earth. Is it important to know about the earth?
Yes.
Is it important to know about the world around us?
Yes.
And what's going on in the world? Yeah. And why it rains when it rains, and why the wind blows when it blows. We want to know that stuff. English. Why is it important to learn English?
You might have bad grammar and not know how to speak.
Yes, so that we could speak English correctly. It's not enough to speak English. We have to learn to speak English correctly. Right?
Yes.
Now, do we learn science in Sunday school?
No.
Do we learn math in Sunday school?
No.
Do we learn about, do we learn English in Sunday school?
No.
Yes.
Kind of, but not really. We don't really study English in Sunday school. What do we learn about in Sunday school?
History.
God. Yes. We learn about God. Now, is it important to learn about God?
Yes.
Why? Why is it important to know about, to know stuff about God and to learn about God?
When, later when you die, you have to know your parents' names and you have to know songs about Him so you can remember people better.
That's very good. You know, yes, even, you know, in the afterlife, after we die, We'll face God, so we better get ready now. But what about now? Is it important in this life to know who God is?
Because
why?
You would not know the person that's going to church.
Because otherwise, yeah, we would not know why we go to church. If we don't know who God is and we go to church and we worship God, why do I have to worship God? We learn in Sunday school who God is. What else? Why is it important to learn about God?
Because it will be here.
so that we will have a good behavior. We would know how to behave.
And if you want to be a presbyteron, and then you don't know anything about him, and you want to be a presbyteron.
That's another very good reason. If you want to become a presbyteron, but you don't learn about God as a child, as a girl, how could you become a good presbyteron? What about a priest? What about becoming a priest? Could you become a priest if you don't learn about God as a child?
No.
It will be very, very hard, you know, to learn everything about God in a few months and then to become a priest. No, you can't do that. What else? You know, the Bible tells us that God created us to be like Him. When you make something, don't you make it a little bit like you? That's how God made us. He made us like Him because He made us. So I think that's another very important reason why we have to know who God is. Because we are created by God to be like Him. Do you want to know who you are?
Yes.
Is it important to know who you are?
Yes.
You know, otherwise, you know, who am I? I don't know who I am. You know, we walk on the street, I don't know who I am.
Hey, when somebody asks you, what's your name? I don't know.
I am, but I don't know who I am. By learning about God, we learn who we are because we are created by God in His image to be like Him. That's why. Are we math? Are we English? I mean English language. Are we the English language?
No.
Are we science?
No. No.
Huh? But we are like God. So that's why it is very, very important to know who God is, because by knowing who God is, we know who we are. So are you ready to learn about God?
Yes.
Are you anxious to learn about God? Are you eager to learn about God?
Yes.
That's what you'll do in Sunday school from now on, and that's what I'll try to teach you. Every Sunday, I'll try to teach you about God so that you'll know who you are, so that you could be at your best self always in life. Do you want to be at your best in life?
Yes.
That's why it is very important to know who God is, so that we could be like God, so that we could be at our best. Do you agree?
Yes.
God bless you. Thank you very much. It's hard to get up when you're older. Christ is among us. Her mother was washing dishes, and her little girl asks her, "Mommy, are you not tired of washing dishes every day?" It was before they had, you know, before we had a dishwasher. She said, "No, honey, because I'm not washing dishes. I'm working together with God to build a home. I'm working together with God to give life to you and to your daddy and to your siblings." Once I had a chance to talk with a priest who for a while was without a parish, and he got a job with UPS delivering, you know, packages for UPS. And, you know, I asked him, How are you doing? How are you feeling about doing this, you know, being a priest and now working for UPS? He said, "I enjoy it so much. I bring so much joy because every day I bring packages to people's houses and they smile and they're so joyful because they receive a package from me. And I bring so much joy to them. I speak about this to you today because last Sunday, at the end of the Holy Liturgy, somebody came to me and asked me to preach about having a vision. And more specifically, to preach about where there is no vision, the people perish. This is a verse from the book of Proverbs, from chapter 29, verse 18. Because indeed, where there is no vision, people perish. It is so important to know what we are doing and why we are doing it. And in this verse, it's so interesting that this verse is translated in two different ways. Some translations, some English translations, say that where there is no vision, people perish. The other translation says that where there is no revelation, people perish. Very interesting. Vision or revelation. Now, the Bible, from the beginning to the end, reveals to us that everything has a goal. Everything should have a goal in life, and there is more to life than what we see. It's very interesting that in the book of Genesis, after creating all the animals, God asked Adam to give names to the animals, to give them uniqueness, to give them a name, because God wanted Adam to understand that the animals are more than what he sees. The animals have meaning. The animals have a name. It's also very interesting that throughout the whole Bible, God reveals to us that there is more to life than what we see 1 foot in front of us. That's why the Bible ends with the book of Revelation, with the book of vision, to tell us that there is a goal, there is a vision, there is an aim to life. And every day, we are called to give a revelation, to give meaning, to give vision to what we are doing. Without vision, where there is no vision, people perish. So many times, you know, people get tired of their jobs. People get tired of their marriages. People get tired of whatever they do every day because sometimes it's boring. This is the reality. So many times, you know, if you do the same thing over and over again, it becomes boring. To wash dishes every day, it could become very boring. To deliver packages every day, it could become very boring. If we forget that by washing dishes, we are building a home. We are working together with God to give life to those who are eating, who ate and are going to eat from those dishes. If we forget that by delivering a package, we give joy to that family, delivering packages could become very boring. Marriages, you know, to become boring. You know, sometimes people say, no, it's kind of boring, you know, to be married to the same person for your whole life. People want to have fun. And that's why, where there is no vision, people perish. Where there is no vision, no understanding of what I'm doing here, I could perish. I could lose my job if I don't see more than what I'm doing in front of me. If I understand that by what I'm doing, I'm working together with God to give life to the world. We have doctors. I see some doctors here now. I see, you know, we have, you know, in every job, whatever we do has meaning. And we have to find that meaning and to understand where there is a vision, there is life. In marriage, what's the meaning of marriage? What's the vision of marriage? People get married because they want to become one among us, one between the two of them, and one together, one with God. There is a meaning in everything that we do. There is a vision in everything that we do, and we have to find it, and then to give glory to God for it. There is a vision not only at a personal level, but also at a societal level. There is a vision, and where there is a vision, there is life. But about this vision, at a bigger scale, at a societal level, we'll talk about this next Sunday. Amen. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Amen.